That's how we treat people here.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. Gotta dress her up.
Gotta dress her up. Yeah. All right. Somebody's birthday's today.
Yay!
And do you know what kind of birthday it is, Miss Gina?
Yay, I'm finally the big girl.
Yeah, she's finally a big girl now.
Yay. Somebody made it to 3,000 hours.
Well, over 3,000 hours today.
Yeah. Yay.
Happy
so
birthday.
Good. Thank you. It's been a 10-year coming. Long journey.
Gina Martin, licensed professional counselor.
Yay, it's done. Sort of.
3 more weeks of waiting for BHEC to decide and christen and
you
holy
put,
water and
you
all that.
Put your paperwork in?
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
You got some goodies here. What do you got in the bag?
I know. Oh, yeah. My goodness. A lot.
She wants you to go through the bag.
I have this hat on. It says Happy New Year. Just so
I know.
Can't
well,
see.
We've got,
we're festive party
we've got
mode.
A little bubbly.
Oh, okay. You want me to say everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is so what we did. What I like to do for my
you're a gift bag girl.
I am.
She is.
Commemorate our time together with certain things.
Oh,
that,
that's hilarious.
That
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We had
personalized
personalized birthday things.
I love
so
this.
Not everybody gets the same thing because
what are you holding there? That looks like a dime bag.
I
what
know.
Is that?
It does. It's full of citrus detox tea. I love this. I'm almost finished with all my tea, so thank you.
You're very welcome.
Perfect timing.
Thank you.
You drink that or bathe in it?
Oh, definitely drink it.
Okay.
Drink it.
Ooh, Natural Grocers Organic. Ooh, recipe book. Yes.
Yes.
Definitely. What's this? Oh, salt. Is this like
Celtic salt?
Oh, I love this.
It's the light
Thank
gray
you.
Celtic salt. Yeah, so there you go, Missy. Cook
Thank
with
you.
It.
I've been wanting to get some of this.
Oh,
You're
well,
in
there
my
you
mind.
Go.
I love this.
You know, when you've been around an associate for
yeah.
a while,
you
kind of get to know them a little bit.
Yes. Okay. Is it rice?
Yeah.
Mushroom coffee. I love this stuff.
Okay.
Thank you. Again, been wanting to get this. So
well, see?
You've been meditating, haven't you?
As a supervisor, you really, really study your associate. You really get
you really
to
know.
You
yeah.
really know. And we're going to celebrate tomorrow, too, aren't
oh,
we?
Oh, yay. So I get basil seeds. I have a little garden on my little tiny balcony, and it's actually doing really well.
Those are non-GMO.
So I love that.
Yeah.
And as an associate, you should always look for a supervisor that understands her mushroom products.
Yes. Is there a story there?
Well, there could be.
Oh, no.
There's lots of different kinds of mushrooms.
Let's move past that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Stop. Just be still.
Yeah. So I got a
so
gift
now
card.
You got a gift card.
I've got money to pay for my license now.
You better not pay with that. I will hurt you.
Oh, thank you.
But you'll never tell me, so I'll never
That's
hurt
true.
You.
That's true. You'll never know. Maybe that is a gift.
Maybe that is a gift.
After all this
yes,
time.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, her, did you make these herbs?
Yes.
Yes. I love these.
Yes.
So everybody out there, she gave us some, what, about a year ago or
it's
something?
Christmas. Yep.
Oh, I've already used that up.
So there you go.
Needed That's a bigger new... bottle, though.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I love
there
that.
There you go.
I put it in my chaffles.
I like that.
All right. Every girl needs chocolate. Yummy.
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate. Who's
your best friend?
And then I love the sea salt ones.
Yeah, the sea salts are
yummy.
You could open
I am.
That later.
I'm Trouble. This is labeled Trouble.
It.
I know there's a
nickname.
Story there, but you know.
That's your nickname.
It's true.
You know that.
Yeah, yeah.
We were walking through the door. Trouble's here. And
I
all she could do was laugh the whole time.
They always ask me, are you Trouble, right? So I used to be awesome, now it's Trouble. So we'll
it's
see
trouble.
Whatever that is. Aw.
Well, you're special, Gina.
Aww.
I'm really proud of you.
Well, thank you. It's
you're
really
very
good,
welcome.
Really good to hear that.
So yeah. Tell me about the best part of the journey and the absolute worst part.
I think the best part is just having people in my life again. I really didn't have that Aww. Before. Yeah.
Yeah.
So kind of brings tears to my eyes. That changed my life.
You sure it's not the mushroom coffee?
Yeah, well, I haven't drank it yet, okay. So we're not going to blame it on the coffee. Yeah, and then, you know, this is perfect to tell both of y'all this, but especially Kathleen. But you remember when I did my counseling sessions, you know, for school? Yeah. And I don't know, I just, I was so frustrated finding a practicum place and called Kathleen or emailed her. She gave me a list and just one of those good heart gut things. And I desperately started praying to get to work with Kathleen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I did, and I would drive.
A lot of praying when it comes to you.
That's right. Something.
Tell you.
They got to be absolutely sure. Yeah.
There's a lot of praying going on.
I'm telling you what.
But I'd drive by the place or look at the picture and say, Lord, I want to work there.
Oh. So, well, you're here.
Thank you. I know. So, yay God.
Yay God. And we're going to get to do something really fun tomorrow, aren't we? You and me.
Yes, going to a conference.
You were going to go to a conference tomorrow. Healing of the Ages. Tomorrow. Healing of the Ages. I'm super stoked.
I want to talk about a couple of things that a listener might really grab onto out of here and might get something from. So tell me what you're willing to tell me about. You had a bit of difficulty getting out of the blocks when you were first an associate.
Yeah.
What was the nature of that problem that you encountered? And what would you do differently if you had to do it all over again?
Wow. Well, the first one I haven't talked about a whole lot is, I mean, finding a supervisor is tough. A lot tougher than I think is mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to find a place to be, and a lady contacted me and liked my resume. You know, I'm older, so I have a lot of things on my resume. And she just, like, I want you. And so I went on and found out the place where I was going to work, play therapy. First of all, was upstairs, metal stairs at that. It just kind of hit me that the building wasn't handicap accessible.
Mm.
Can't do that. With anybody, much less children. And I asked, is there an elevator? I mean, how are we? And so it wasn't, unfortunately. And then the other thing, I was working with another amazing lady that had been doing play therapy for decades. And I don't really know what happened in that situation, but I was kind of designated to train her. It's like, well, wait a minute. I'm just starting here. Didn't work out, so I'm not one to give up quickly, but I resigned that position because it didn't, just too many red flags.
Mm. You trusted your gut.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of desperate to find something. I'm just going to call it, right? That's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
So I did find an amazing play therapy supervisor. You know, I know we're not going to mention names, but that would have been an awesome experience. But that was in the midst of this other... Actually, she was my supervisor. The place where I worked was where the situation was. And so when I had to quit, it just was a stop. And so I talked to someone in another location, and everything looked pretty good at first. There were some red flags at the beginning. So I did switch supervisors and went to this place and actually signed contract that the state requires the weekend before the shutdown. And
the COVID shutdown?
Uh-huh. So we went ahead and saw people. I think I was seeing one client for sure, maybe a couple of other ones. And is it fair to say I was left alone a lot?
Yes, that is fair.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I'm older, taught school for 28 years. But when you're in a new situation, it's just a little scary because you don't know. And so I didn't understand that, you know, needed someone there to ask questions. Obviously, when I was working with clients, because it's different. And so anyway, I was there for several weeks, and then it was brought to my attention that the paperwork did not go through in the state, that this person was my supervisor.
Mm. Do you know why it didn't go through?
I don't know, because I had copies that I put it in. That's all I know. And here I'd been seeing clients and getting supervised and all that stuff. And
paying money, I'm thinking.
Yeah. And then, you know, just ownership on my stuff. I messed up on some transactions, billing, I guess you might call it. And again, people were there, but I was told I was on my own. I didn't get any help. So I think one situation I might have messed up pretty bad for those people. And just within the next few days, I got fired. I'm just going to call it.
You got fired because they didn't bother to train you.
That's what it seemed like to me. I mean, I'm going to take ownership of what I did, but...
Well, that sounds like you kissed about three or four frogs there and got nothing but warts to show for it.
I know, but I'm here now. That's all that matters. Yeah.
What kind of advice would you give, with that as a backdrop, to a grad student, somebody in school right now or just recently graduated and is beginning the quest? kind of advice would you give them as far as red flags to look out for?
Mm-hmm. I would think, you know, talk to people, but make a list, interview the supervisor too, you know, and know what you're looking for specifically. What is this going to look like here? And if you don't know what to ask, ask people that are already out there in the associate positions. That what's going on? What's the expectations? Just reach out to those people.
Would it be fair of a supervisor to allow you, an applicant, to interview some of their other associates? Is that a fair thing to ask?
It's a fair thing to ask. Whether they do that or not is up to them, but that's what I require. Not very many supervisors want associates to talk to other incoming
associates. So it's not illegal to do that?
No, it's not illegal. Okay. It's just that people don't do that.
Well, people don't ask, so people don't do it. But if you asked and they wouldn't let you do that, me, I'm thinking that's a red flag. What are you hiding?
I wouldn't have ever even known to ask that option, honestly.
I really think that's a big part of the issue these days with the information gap is people are willing to ask questions, but nobody's told them what the questions are.
Well, I think you're wanting an open door policy of like incoming associates talking to associates that are already being supervised by the supervisor that the future associate is looking to be supervised by. And I don't think supervisors like being that vulnerable, to be honest with you. I don't have anything to hide. I mean, I've got lots of warts and I want everybody to know what they are before they know what they're getting into. But that's just me because I really don't. I want it to be a good fit. You need to know what you're getting into.
You know what? I just spent 7 years in school and amassed a little bit of debt. If I want to talk to somebody and you won't allow it.
That's kind of a red flag.
I'm down the road.
Yeah. Well,
I'm down the road.
You know, you're going to be down the road for a while then.
It's okay.
Okay. I'm just saying I don't think that's a standard practice at all.
I suppose you still have your list of recommended supervisors.
Oh, yeah. The Wall of Excellence on practice.
Yes.
Mentors.us, they have been completely vetted.
Right.
You cannot go wrong with any one of those people. Right.
I highly, highly recommend that for people to go there. Again, if you don't know to go there, yeah, that's what this podcast is for, to help people to know what to do, those
where to go.
Things in between all those sentences that we heard. You need to do this and this and this. It's like, but you want to do this and this and this because you don't even know to ask questions. It's totally the truth.
PracticeMentors.us was one of the reasons why we did what we did was because we needed to vet some really good supervisors because we know that there are ones out there who probably shouldn't be doing it. But they're doing it anyways. And you don't know what you're getting into, especially if you can't ask questions.
Right.
And you go through what you went through, what, 4 times? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd be highly discouraged.
Yeah. In light of what I went through, a good counseling service may not be the same as a good supervision. You know, even getting in those situations to not be afraid to ask questions. And I know the desperation, oh, I finally found somebody and I'm good and let's just get those hours. Mm. But don't be afraid when you question stuff. It's like, well, wait a minute. Why aren't we doing this in supervision? This, like, I need help with this.
That's part of the supervision in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So what's been your favorite part, your favorite thing, aspect of amassing these 3,000 hours? What do you like best about it?
The best thing?
Yeah.
She didn't like any of it. She thought she'd never get done.
I thought I'd never almost quit this process, 3.5 years ago?
Yeah. Well, you started it like 7 times, didn't you?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I think the goal is the best part because when you
don't
feel like you can see 8 clients a day, it pushes you to do it. You know, the reward yesterday when I saw my last client was, it's done. I crossed the line. If there wasn't a goal.
I remember when you first started here, I didn't know about the history, but I saw a frightened, concerned individual, a little bit reticent to jump in with both feet, but your happy nature still shone through. And then, and with the benefit of hindsight, I can see this. Once you figured out this was real and the foundation was solid and there was no left foot that was going to drop because you finally found the one that you could work with, then the real Gina came out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she's kind of fun.
She's been laughing ever since.
Yeah. The laughing therapist.
The laughing therapist. That's why we call her Trouble.
Oh, every time she walks past my door, she's laughing. Looking at me and laughing. I'm not
Here comes Trouble.
It's fun. Might as well.
Might as well. Why not?
Yeah, I know. You know, I shared that with someone the other day. They said, How are you doing? I said, great. And I paused. I said, why not? And they looked at me like, what are you saying? I said, why not be great? I mean, it's a choice, right?
It is a choice.
Yeah. You're right. And so they said, well, you know, that's the best therapy thing I've heard.
There you go. So I want to know what you think, Miss Kathleen.
Yeah.
Gina was in recovery mode when you first met her.
Rehab.
She'd had a bad experience or three or four.
Yeah, well.
And what were your thoughts at that point? Be brutally honest, lady.
You mean high blood pressure?
No. What were your thoughts about Gina's chances of success?
Oh, there was no doubt she was going to be successful. She just got burned a boatload of times, which really shakes your core. And it was like, oh no, we're not. You're not sinking with this. I saw the spirit. So.
Aww. We know.
I remember the interview, and it was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
We've had some really good times, you know, we've found common denominator kind of things that only you and I can talk about pretty much. And that's been fun. And I think that's part of the supervisor associate thing, that you lock onto something that's a kindred spirit and then you just run with it. So that's like, I'm super stoked about tomorrow. Yeah. Like super stoked.
So what am I supposed to call Kathleen now? I can't say my supervisor.
My ex.
My ex. Yeah. There you go.
That's funny.
Well, we've already established that your experience with this supervisor has been a pretty good one.
Awesome.
Since she's in the room with us today and we're all still...
Well, I can leave and you can say whatever you want.
I want to know, how would you describe her mentoring style? What did you like the best about it?
Well, I mean, it wasn't what I would call clinical, you know. It was just real friendly. You know, because there were times we just chatted about stuff, so excited about things. Oh, my goodness. All over the place. And then there's that helping with the caseload or the cases specifically. Yeah. Just kind of organic, I guess you might say. Yeah. Deciding what we need to talk about.
So you needed somebody to get you from point A to point B, as well as a friend.
Right.
In your case.
Right. Right.
Some people don't need that.
And when you believe in someone, it's a very, very powerful thing.
If you knew that you were never going to see her again after today, what's the one thing that you would tell her?
I don't know. Just, you know, thank you. You know, that day sitting in, you know, in the room, it's like, wow, I just wanted to know what to do next. Should I give up? That was my question that day. Remember?
Yep.
I don't think this is possible. I've already lost 3 years. Or no, 2 years. Yep. And it just doesn't look possible. And just to be offered another chance was awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
And found a really, really special friend. I know. I don't have to call her supervisor, but she's a friend. And I think for both of us, that's really special.
We have a good time.
Yeah.
Well, there's your new term. So what's next? Now that you're legal and over 21, what are your career plans at this point?
I'm moving to Scotland. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You don't even know where Scotland is.
I know. No, yes, I do. No,
I know you have to take a plane to get there.
No, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I do work at another location and do more play therapy there. And so I like the balance of working with kids for a couple of days, and then I work with adult 3 or 4 days, whatever you know, is needed here. So just keep on. I think the best part, one of the best parts about finishing, right, crossing the line, is you do have more control of your schedule. You know, so I can work more if I want to, or if I just like that part.
You're gonna keep doing what you're doing, huh?
Yes, that's why I'm doing this second career. I did not want to be a retired person that just sits around and watches TV all day. Yeah, and I love people. I didn't know that about myself. I'm very, very fascinated with people. So that's very helpful when you're a counselor.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's pretty much on the top five, I think.
Yeah.
I thought about becoming a supervisor at some point.
I did early when I first graduated, but I'm getting a little older now. And so I think just for now, just enjoy it. I'm going to always be teaching because I'm a natural teacher. I'm going to always, I can't hardly have a conversation with someone without doing that.
Well, there's a lot of different ways to teach.
Right.
What else you got, Miss Kathleen?
You've been an absolute joy.
Aw, it's been a joy to stay here.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Missy, yeah. Real person, you know. Aww.
I have to tell y'all whether this makes the cut or not, but yesterday I crossed that finish line. I know this sounds so funny. It's like the day full of greatness. So I have a new little kitten that I've been trying to get to purr for 3 weeks, and that cat purred yesterday. It's like, thank you. I think I'm connecting with this little cat for the first time. And then I heard from...
Were you hugging her too hard? Or?
And then I heard, you know, announced it on Facebook, of course. I don't have family close by to celebrate, so I just told everybody, why not? Just let the whole world celebrate with me. But through that, I heard from two young women. I'm going to call them young. They're not young anymore, that I worked with either as a camp counselor, or I was a campus minister at one point. It just was, I don't know, you know, all that stuff just came back, and got to chat with someone online. Really special hour for me personally. You know, I was writing them down this morning before I got here. I thought, wow, what a day. It wasn't just crossing the line. It's just all this goodness. So I will remember.
There were people at the line waiting on you.
That's right. Cheering you on. Come on, girl.
Yeah.
And then the text thread came.
Well, she has been persistent. I'll give her that. You remember the time we locked the doors, changed the locks, closed all the windows?
She still got in.
She got back in anyway. That's what it takes right there to get to the top.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for sharing.
Well, thank you.
Gina Martin, licensed professional counselor.
Yay.
3001.
3001 hours.
Yep. It's right. Done.
It is finished.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll do this again.
Bye, everybody.
Congratulations, Gina.